Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm joined today by Amy Malak, who is a life coach at Amy Malak Coaching. Amy, for the last 15 years at New Leaf Training and Development, we've really focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. And I just wondered, what would you say would be your recommended best practices from your experience to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. And over to you, Amy, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Great. So my name is Amy Malak, and I'm a life coach, and I work with men and women of all ages who are pursuing a variety of changes in their lives. And I love what I do. As a general life coach, I help my clients with any issue that they want to address. But a lot of what I do is help my clients create satisfying careers and improve the relationships by shining a light on a lot of it is the mental drama that's keeping them in confusion. And so I help them get different results in their lives by helping them shift their thoughts. So simply what I do is I ask a lot of questions and I help my clients get clarity on what it is that they want and to see what's limiting their opportunities for growth and then help them walk through the stages to achieve their goals. So as we've just gone through the holiday season, I just would like to share three tips and tools that I have found that have been transformative in my life and in the lives of a lot of my clients. The first one, I think, is in order to manage yourself, you really have to know yourself. And the best tool that I have found that has been helpful to understand myself and help my clients help to understand themselves and to understand our unconscious motivations is the Enneagram. Mm-hmm. And this is a tool that has been helpful in business. It can be helpful also in your personal life. And it's one of the only tools that I know of that can help show you where you need to grow and where you need to incorporate the things that you need to incorporate in your life in order to grow. So if you want to improve in any relationship or learn how to better lead your people, then I would start out with the Enneagram. As 22 is starting up, I think this is a great time for this my second tip. And that is if you're really into goal setting and vision boards, then I would suggest checking out the word of the year. Mm-hmm. For the past 5 years, my husband and I have each chosen a word of the year to focus on. And that has been hugely transformative in our lives. So for instance, this last year, my word was renew. And I have a sign in my office that has the word renew on. And it's a way for me to focus on this past year was to focus on ways I could renew my mind, body, soul, and spirit. Mm-hmm. It is an awesome way if you're a person of faith to incorporate incorporate that also in your faith journey. The third tip that I have is to dream and to dream big. I have a large sign in my backyard that I can see from my kitchen window, and it says, "Think big, dream big." And it's a reminder to me how important it is just to dream about the results that I want in my life, for my family, and in my business. So when you think about it, anything that's been created was started with a vision or a dream. But in order to dream, we have to build margins into our lives in order so that there's room to dream. So my suggestion with this is write down your dreams and share them with others and don't limit yourself. So Paul, those are my three tips for today. Explore the Enneagram as a tool to understand yourself and others. Choose a word for the year to focus. And three, build margins of time in your life to dream big without limitations. Thanks.
Well, Amy, on behalf of everyone who watches these, and as you know, they're becoming immensely popular, thanks for your very pragmatic insights to help people and organizations be their best. And Amy, could I offer you a virtual high five?
Absolutely.
Thanks ever so much, Amy.
You're welcome.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.